If democracy's awarded to the highest bidder, then Hillary's got it made. She's got all the lines Jewish money can buy. She puts Israel first, pushes perversion to undermine Christian morality, sings the Jewish jingle, Assad must go, and threatens war with Russia. That's why her backers read like a guest list to a bar mitzvah. Sabin, Soros, Spielberg, Sussman, to name a few. Don't be fooled, Sheldon Adelson's cashing in on Hillary too. It's a two-party system with one Jewish script, and Hillary plays her part.
I know well that the same forces that threaten Israel threaten the United States.
Bull. Israel provoked its own enemies whose only beef against the U.S. is for enabling the genocide of Palestinians.
And to the people of Israel, let me say, you'll never have to question whether we're with you. The United States will always be with you.
Through thick and thin, I mean through theft and mass murder. Time for D.C. to stop being the dog that barks for Israel. And what better way to please the Jews than to push perversion? For with all the major Jewish organizations sponsoring sodomy, Hillary's their chief celebrant.
It's been quite a year, hasn't it? It felt like all of America was dancing in the streets this June.
More like peeing in their pants.
I'm running for president to stand up for the fundamental rights of LGBT Americans.
How about standing up for the traditional family, the core of a strong nation, not weaken it by promoting deviant sex? And when she sings that Jewish jingle, Assad must go, she's auditioning to be their first shiksa in the White House.
Russia and Iran have to face the fact that continuing to prop up a vicious dictator will not bring stability. There is no alternative to a political transition that allows Syrians to end Assad's rule.
What if Syrians don't want Assad to go? Are you going to bomb them for voting in the wrong president? Fact is, they voted for Assad by a landslide in 2014. But if democracy doesn't fit the Jews' agenda, then regime change fits just fine, even if it means war with Russia.
We should also work with the coalition and the neighbors to impose no-fly zones that will stop Assad from slaughtering civilians and the opposition from the air.
You silly gal. Russian bombers are lawfully flying all over Syria's skies right up to Turkey's borders. And you want a no-fly zone? Then put your own arse in the cockpit and fire the first shot. Then we'll know who's to blame when World War III breaks out with Russia. Hillary's looking like a shoe-in. She gets the best press and the best speaking slots. You'll never see Trump at CFR. For after all, elections 2016 are for Jews only.